Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to better build relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 11, Peace and Unity. Those are two words often lost in our 21st century existence. We sometimes act on immediacy, tweeting information peppered by emojis and biting language that can demean the human spirit. This week, American electoral politics came to a head as two men took vastly different paths to convince you why they earned your trust to lead our nation. Tuesday night's returns, juiced by mail-in and early voting ballots, sowed confusion behind the scenes. So Anita Blanton and I, working in separate studios, armed with our dedicated battery of reporters, photographers, producers, and political observers, did our best to make sense of it all. Sometimes the number of votes available to the public didn't jibe with the results, which were sometimes called by the Associated Press before the early votes and absentee ballots were tabulated. No, there is not much peace on election night. Poll workers and observers are working long hours trying to ensure accurate vote counts while we report the results available to us. Multiply that drama by the cities, counties, and states across our nation, which can then be distilled into a combustible mix on social media, and you have Election Night 2020. When writing this week's edition of Light the Way, which ended our chaotic week, I was inspired by the words of one candidate. Dr. Daniel Gade is a retired lieutenant colonel and professor. His 20 years in the Army is marked with two Purple Hearts, the Legion of Merit, and the Bronze Star. Gade was wounded twice, leading his unit in Iraq, and lost his entire right leg in that second battle. He fought again, election night, in trying to unseat Senator Mark Warner. Warner won a decisive victory, and the next morning, Gade posted these words, "I will never stop fighting for our country and for the Constitution which sustains it. But this race is over. I concede and call on all of my supporters to recognize state and federal results with peace and unity. No matter the results of the presidential election in particular, it is paramount that every American realize that we still live in the greatest country on earth and to work towards liberty and justice for all. My family and my faith are the most important things in my life. My wife and I have been happily married for over 21 years, and our three great kids stood by my side this entire time. We are stronger and more resilient than ever, and look forward to a bright future wherever that road may lead." Those words told me that we can go beyond the red versus blue board game that marked a contentious election in a year that most of us are happy to see fade into history. But in these final weeks of 2020, Gade reminds us of timeless values that are grounded in peace and unity. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.